Welcome to Spot and Flies Telling Lies. Got my brother Merle on.
What's up?
Hey, so just quick, everybody, too, before, and I don't want to say this so I don't forget either, is going forward, if I don't have any guests planned, Merle's going to be the guest every time. Right, bro?
Oh, yeah.
And we're just going to discuss either fucking whatever is going on, or we just got other shit to talk about, man. Sometimes there's certain things he wants to talk about. Sometimes there's things I want to talk about this week. I kind of touched on it last week. I never played in regionals. Merle has three times. And as kids, we went to the regional tournament every time it was over here in Ketchikan. Do you remember the first one you went to over here?
Yeah.
You know, I do. Yeah, I'll tell you mine too after.
Okay. I remember going to regionals, in like 90, 90, 91 maybe. You know, but I'm sure I went to him before that, but you know what I can remember.
Oh, okay. You're thinking of when you went up to play for the pep band, right?
No. Before that, I mean, I was a kid. I was in elementary. Maybe it was before that. Maybe it was in the 80s, but
yeah.
But so you got, I remember going and watching that K-High.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. I'm not entirely sure where regionals was when Met won it 40 years ago. They beat Juno in the crossover game, and I think that might have been in Juno.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Yeah. Butch sprained his ankle, and Trennis ran out and packed, I think he packed a 5-gallon bucket full of snow and ran the bucket in. I think that, if I remember correctly, isn't that pretty crazy, man?
That's funny.
I know I came over and watched, I think it was the Christmas Classic. I believe we came over. My mom brought me and Brandon over with that year that they won state.
Yeah.
And then just random other times, I used to take this fitness class over here. It's still going on. I just don't go anymore. It's not 5 days a week. But the lady who teaches it, she teaches the K Highlights, or she's the coach of the K Highlights.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I would always, I'm friends with them and shit. So I was bullshit with them stretching out. And I said, like, oh, you're the coach K Highlights, huh? And she's like, yeah. I was like, you know what, man? Me and my buddies always used to go to the dance routines. We just always thought they were cool. I was like, but K Highlights fucking did this really cool thing where they turned off, like the lights went off when the Thriller music started, and there was like flashlights in the K Highlights hands. I thought that was cool, and she smiled and she's like, yeah, I was on that team. I was like, oh,
you age yourself real easy.
I know, man. And then we laughed. I said, dude, that's, I was like, no, it's pretty cool, man. I was like, but we'd always, you know, always go and interact. And and then just going, like, I went. So were you in pep band for January 93 when it was in Juneau?
Yes.
And you were in 92 when it was in Ketchikan then, right?
Yeah.
I remember you going. It was. So I ran into this teacher a couple times since I lived here, Mrs. She used to be Groko, but it's Bruns. I ran into her. She, like,
oh, no shit.
So the first time I ran into her, it was 2007, and I was going back to work, and I was on the airport ferry, and I was like, oh, no fucking way is this Mrs. Bruns. And she got up and walked out, and I was like, fuck, man. I got up and I was like, hey, did you teach him at La Catla? And like, sometimes I forget how aggressive I come off, you know? And I scared her.
You, right there.
Yeah.
She's like, this really creepy guy keeps looking at me. I'm going to walk out of here.
who's this big guy running me down, screaming at me? And I was like,
got a big beard.
I was like, Mrs. Bruns, it's Bruce Booth from Metlakatla. And she smiled and she's like, no way is this little Brucey Booth. And I started laughing, and I was leaning down, and I was like, how the fuck are you? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I got a kid, man. She's, she turned 8 this year, and she's like, oh my God, you got a kid, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, okay, I got to go.
And, that's funny.
And then two summers ago, there was like this rude customer, and I was in the paint department, where I got called over to the paint department, you know? And so I went over there to help, and like, could you help this woman right here? And I was like, yeah, come on, let's go in the back right now. And again, I don't get, I forget sometimes that I come off as an asshole with the way, like, unless it's like somebody I know, you know, like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
No, you're an asshole. You can just love it. Just roll with it, man. Don't worry. You know?
Just embrace it. And
yeah.
And I was, and I was like, okay, this is it. I was like, holy shit. I was like, no fucking way, man. Again? And she's like, what's that? I was like, it's fucking Bruce Booth, Mrs. Bruns.
That's funny.
Well, they were handing out grades, and from my perspective, here's what I saw. She gave you your grade last.
I'm just gonna say, hold on, let me tell a story. Yeah, okay. Let you say.
No, no, no.
Okay,
go,
so
yeah, go on. Sorry.
So that year I played the drums. Yep. Right? That was eighth grade. And Mr. Furwall needed a drummer, right?
Yeah.
For the pep band.
And Brandon was playing.
Brandon was playing. So he didn't.
He was on the Chiefs that year. Yeah, that's why.
Okay. Yeah, him and Jason. Him and Jason.
Shit. We're both
the drummers, right?
Yeah.
And I picked it up because Mr. Furwall knew that those guys were on the team, so they're not going to play, right?
Yeah.
And so I fucking picked up the drums just because I fucking played the trumpet and I hated it, you know?
Yeah.
So I started, he let me fucking do my thing on the drums, and I was fucking awful. I mean, I could keep it, you know, in my eighth grade year, I was awful. But I could, you know, I could make the band play or whatever.
Yeah, I keep the beat, man.
I could keep the time, yeah. And it's funny because David Houston and Eddie always jammed together, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And fucking, he had his own drum set, and he was fucking good, you know? Oh, man, yeah. And I seen him play, and I'm like, how come you don't fucking play the drums at the fucking pep band? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, I'm fucking horrible, man. I'm okay, you know, I'm trying.
Yeah.
But I've never played drums as long as you have, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I can't play with the whole band, you know? And so I started playing. But anyway, so it was regionals time.
Miss Chiefs are up 43-39.
Oh, what is it? What's the score?
43-39, Miss Chiefs.
Oh, nice.
Sorry.
Go Miss Chiefs. They're going to win state.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, so it comes time, she gives out everybody's test score, and I passed everybody's class, and I'm waiting to know if I passed her class.
Yeah.
So that I could fucking go to fucking regionals.
Yeah.
And she gives out everybody's fucking papers, because there's this test, you know?
Yeah.
And she fucking comes to me last, like you said, and she comes out, and she sits in front of me, and she goes, Merle, she's like, you didn't really do that good in the test, but Mr. Furwall really needs a drummer. So I'm going to pass you so that you can go to regionals.
Oh, shit, man.
And she's like, you're going to make this up for me when you get back, okay? And I'm like, I didn't really like her, you know? She's always fucking mean, you know?
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, I really liked her.
Yeah. You know? That made me like her by proxy. She was always nice. You know, that always, looking back, it's just like, how do you handle little kids that just fucking think they're never wrong, you know?
Yeah, right. That's funny. And talking about the first time I went to regionals, I remember going to regionals and seeing the Miss Chiefs play, because Jody was like a freshman, or, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So okay. That was, what, 80 fucking 9, 88 or something like that?
It would have been 1989 in Juno.
89? Oh, when,
wait, whoa, no, 1990, okay, 1990 in Juno. So 90, Juno. 91, 92, 93. So 1990 regionals was in Juno, and yeah, Jody and Milo were freshmen, and they were both starters. Yeah. As freshmen.
So I remember watching Jody play, and it was the first team, the first game that I watched that wasn't in Metlakatla with the Chiefs or the Miss Chiefs. And I remember seeing their jerseys, and they were gold. You know, and I'm like, huh, they have gold jerseys. That's weird. That's their away jerseys, huh? You know?
Yeah.
And if you remember, our generation, I think your first year was when your brother was a senior.
Yeah.
Was the first year that we had the blue jerseys. We switched it to blue jerseys, remember? So, we're like, fuck the gold. Let's use fucking blue. You know what I mean?
You know
now they use blue to this day.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I always liked, too, with Jody and then in the 80s? I think they did that in the 80s was when they would wear the blue trunks with the gold chief tops or mischief tops. I always thought that looked badass, man.
We did that. We did that at All Native that year, our senior year. When we went to All Native, we had the blue shorts and we had
we had
blue tops, but we used our white tops as well. But we had blue shorts.
I like that look, man. I liked. I remember just like, damn, that looks badass. the other one too, like I just like when. So our freshman year, quick trivia for you, Merle. Do you know who actually bought those jerseys? Our freshman year, 92-93, the blue ones that they used home and away.
The fucking jerseys and the warm-ups, right?
Yeah,
jerseys. Because those were brand new as well. I don't know.
Mrs.
I know
Clement.
We paid for our own. Mrs. Clement paid for them. Huh? No shit, huh?
She, I think they repaid her, I think is how it went. They needed new jerseys, man. So we ended
it was bad.
Yeah, so we and you used those jerseys for JVs, and those jerseys sucked, man. They fucking rubbed my nipples raw, man.
Yeah, they were heavy cotton.
Yeah, know? And...
they were mesh, but they were heavy cotton. And at that time, they were just getting into the microfiber, or micro mesh. You know, the micro mesh era and fucking the cooler style. And our sophomore year, we went out and...
our sophomore year.
Yeah.
So summer of 94.
Oh, that's when we got our jerseys in 94?
So 92-93, Mrs. Clement paid for those and the warm-ups. We wanted new jerseys. And then they were like, well, the school's not going to pay for it. They're only going to buy you new jerseys like every like 4 or 5 years. So like once, and then we were like, fuck that.
And yeah, they were ugly, you know, they were old, and you know what I mean? They weren't ugly, but they were just old, you know what I mean?
Well, especially back then, like, they were out of style, you know?
They're out of style, exactly.
And we had a team meeting, and they're like, no, if you raise the money, you guys could buy your own jerseys, so... I think me and you, we went down, and or could have been some other people, too, but holy shit.
No, it was
47?
It was me, you, and James, or there was a couple of us. We went to the mayor's office, and we're like, we're trying to get new jerseys, and they're like, well, hey, there's a bid to you guys can make a bid to do the graveyard. There's a bunch of people in it, but if you guys make the bid, it's yours.
I know, because
Malakal is.
It's basketball. Good for better or for worse. And I remember when we went down there, and we were like, you know, this is what we want to do, and they're like, if you guys put the bid in, you guys are going to get the bid.
Yeah.
And so we put it in. We didn't like overshoot, but we put in to where we could buy our jerseys. Cause I think we did like our parents helped with another sale or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We paid for the jerseys and we didn't like get all like overzealous. We were like, the warm-ups are fine. The warm-ups were great. Yeah, you know what I mean? We just wanted new style jerseys. That's all.
So
let's not get all fucking greedy with it, and let's do that shit. And the town bought us new jerseys and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was really cool of them, man. And I think it helped that we went down and we cut the graveyard grass.
Yeah, that was the bid was the graveyard. Holy
shit! Fucking Mischiefs just stole the ball. 47-42. 1:05 left.
Nice. Just fucking hold on to that shit.
Fucking
Let's see. You're watching the game.
Yeah, I am watching. Yeah, man. Thanks to my brother Jared. Damn, man.
So who's the starting five? Who's the starting five? I know it's Lexi Cook.
I was about to say Lexi Cook.
Kennedy Cook and Riley Booth.
Yep.
Oh, Riley, who's the fifth one?
I think it's Reg's granddaughter, the Buffalo, I forget her first name. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting it.
Ruth something?
I think so. It's one of the great grandchild. You know, it's Simonize's niece. I said Simonize's niece.
Oh yeah. Okay.
The fucking So 47-42, 41 seconds left. Mischiefs are taking the ball out, not under the rim, but off to the side.
Nice.
Yeah, I just don't know, man. Sorry.
Who's the star of that team? Do you know? Did you watch any of their games this year?
I think it might be Lexi Cook.
Lexi or Kennedy? I saw Kennedy got player of the game the other day.
Yeah. They're, oh no. That's
Javon and Randy's daughter, right?
Wait, there's a jump ball and it's going the other way. Dang it. Yeah.
You know what's funny is during that state tournament, it's so fucking far away from Metlakatla that it's like, you know, that so the other team automatically has like a home court advantage because they're fucking, they just have to drive to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there is quite the crowd there though, man. It looks like it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I saw the starting lineup. It didn't look like there was that many people there.
Yeah. Well, they must have it on the camera angle side where they put everybody, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched Javon did a live thing of them introducing the teams, and I watched that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, shit. They didn't do any of that shit when we were in high school. Player of the games. They never did any of that shit. Fuck. That's funny.
Yeah, they're, things have definitely gotten better, man. One of the things, too, is this type of stuff. If you remember, I remember fucking just with a busted ankle and a cast on, and it was a Saturday night, and I put on Channel 11, and it was Wrangell versus Haynes in 1995.
I was there, dude. It was me and you. We were walking. We were driving around because I had my car.
Yeah,
so dude. We were driving, and we went to your house, and we were fucking. We were finally getting over it. No joke. We were finally over. Like, okay, you know, it's all over. We lost. We could have fucking won state. I truly believe we could have won state. And then we got to your house, turned on the Alaska Channel, and it was fucking 3A state championship, Wrangell versus Haynes, and I was fucking just pissed. Like,
it was just starting.
Fuck, I was team, like, man. Motherfuckers, we beat both those teams that year, man.
Oh, like, this Chiefs fuck, just stole the ball. Bullshit. 29 seconds left. Number 13 has it. I don't know who that. I feel bad because I'm like so out of touch with that, you know.
Well, you're pretty old. I mean, I don't know how you know.
my daughter turned 25 this past week, by the way.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
It's so fucking, you're an old man, your niece is 25.
Yeah. Shit, man, my daughter's 14, man. Fucking oh crazy.
Shit, man. Oh, hold on. Number 3's on the line.
You know, that's Kennedy.
Oh, is that Kennedy? Okay, she...
Yeah.
You know what I still do when I watch basketball? Like, yeah. I try to check out everybody's shoes and see what shoes they're wearing.
Right, and there's all these boys wearing pink fucking shoes. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Dude, I got...
The pink shoes are in? That's so weird.
I rock pink shoes, bro.
Fuck, what's wrong with you, dude? You grew up in the 90s.
Oh, shit, she made both of them. 49, 42, 29 seconds left.
Fuck yeah, nice.
So I started wearing pink in October of 2016 when my mom got diagnosed with cancer. So I started wearing pink then, and then had some pink shirts. There was... I see your name. I see her every now and then. There's an Alaska Airlines agent who works in the freight department, and her name's Jamie. And she, after I was done, she's like, "Bruce, could you? Are we going to be at?" And I said, "Oh, I'm feeling that I'll probably be in there and need to go somewhere." She said, "No, I'm going to come to you. I got, you know." And her and her husband were out. She was out for training somewhere. And she, they went shopping and they were talking and like, "Oh no, this guy, Bruce, holy shit, 50 to 42, 17 seconds left. Number 2 just drilled a free throw." Is that number 2? I know she's wearing pink shoes though. Merle, you got to be pissed.
No, I don't care if the girls wear pink shoes. I just said it's shit, weird that 50, the guys are wearing pink shoes.
51, 42, 17 seconds left. The Mischiefs are going to be the state champs, man. Holy fucking cuz.
Yeah, that's badass, dude.
Unless there's
this is what... 1984, they won the state, right? The boys?
The boys did. The Mischiefs never won state. They're just about to fucking win. There's 3 seconds left, and the Mischiefs are going to win. Hold on. I'm going to turn the volume up.
Fuck yeah.
Listen.
You got to give so much credit to Metlakatla right now. I mean, so much pressure on them coming in. Tikiok with what a string they've had, and even Tikiok coming back, taking the lead.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That is your ball game. We have a new girls two-way Alaska State champion, Metlakatla, the Mischiefs, taking this
fuck
one.
Yeah.
51-42. Lexi Cook with 26 points. Riley Booth with 13. And Riley Booth, she was the only one for Metlakatla that scored in the third quarter. She had 11 points to keep them in the contest. She was the only one
Holy
to score.
Shit.
She had those three big threes and a field goal.
Well, and I said before the game, she came in averaging almost 14 points a game. And that's right in that neighborhood, you know. And I imagine, and most of her games look exactly like that. You know, 2, 3, 4 3-pointers. And it looks like she loves camping out in the corners, too.
Oh,
I'm very
man.
Curious to see how this team carries on into next season, because not a terribly old team.
Oh, no, very, very young. There's 2 seniors for Metlakatla, 5 seniors for the Harpoonerettes, Ella Kawuna, Dakota Honeycutt, Casey Rock, Tatiana Nashukpuk, Audrina Nashukpuk in their senior seasons. So their high school careers come to a loss when they come back. You know, they've all tasted state championships before, but would love to have ended their career with one. But you make it back here, just considering the amount of times that the Harpoonerettes have been in the championship
right.
game and the tournament.
Right.
So, Nick, I'm going to let you continue on here. I'm going to go to the other side of the table, and we're going to get ready to talk to head coach Tyson Hayward and the player of the game, which I would have to say has got to be Lexi Cook.
Got to be Lexi Cook. Yeah, no,
that's
I mean,
badass.
An incredible string that the Tikiok.
Did you want to hear the post-game stuff, Merle?
I don't care.
Okay.
That's fucking awesome. Way to go, Miss
Chiefs. Yeah. Woo! Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Hold on.
Why, what?
2018 champions in 2012. So a lineage of championship basketball in Tikiok. Very impressive to see that from them from so many years. And that makes it even more impressive what we saw from Metlakatla, the Mischiefs, here today. They just were, again, we talked about it in the third quarter. The Harpoonerettes had weathered the storm to open the game. They battled back to come up on top. Then the Mischiefs turned around. They had to weather a storm in the second half after Tikiok came all the way back and took the lead, and they definitely weathered the storm, and what a great opportunity. And here comes Lexi right now, the player of the game for the state championship.
I thought I saw our buddy Chris Booth in the crowd, Merle.
Oh, I'm sure his daughter's in the fucking game. They just said his daughter held down the third quarter, being the only one to score. That's badass, dude.
Oh, here's the player of the game.
There were sisters, and I gave my number out, and the entire village of Metlakatla corrected us.
Yeah, so she's my dad's sister, but she's like my sister. She's always been like my sister.
Okay, player of the game, where were you in the third quarter?
I don't know, I might have got tired.
But an amazing performance by you. Now, you guys coming in here, and of course, Tikiok here, 3-time, going for their third state champion in a row. You met them last year.
They're
what did you guys
team.
Talk about coming into this game?
You know, we knew what we had to be ready for. We knew they were good. We knew they were a tough team. We knew they were hungry. They wanted it just as much as us. We had to work for it, I guess.
Now the celebration dance goes on. Your crowd's over there, and I might want to get you to the celebration, but is there anything you want to say to anybody at home? Like I said, everybody in Metlakatla was saying, go Metlakatla, and what is it, Wayu? Is that it?
Wyowa.
Wyowa, there you go.
Fuck yeah, man. Fucking
that's
Wyowa.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
Bad fucking
Way
ass.
Way to go, Miss Chiefs.
Woo,
fuck
congratulations.
Yeah.
Fucking the other girl that I recognize on here is Brian Hayward's daughter, Richie's niece.
Oh yeah.
She's only a freshman.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
She's pretty badass too, from what I hear.
There's hold on.
All right, can we get your coach over here now?
Oh, hold on. Here's the coach.
All right, head coach Tyson Hayward. Congratulations. Did we give you enough time to celebrate there, first off?
You did. Thank you.
Okay, so I gave out my number, and everybody that's left in Metlakatla was sending me text messages. You guys have so many people over you down there.
Yeah, we have a great community.
So many Haywards down there sending in messages. So we're looking up at the camera, but I talked to you before the game, and you know, you guys going in this, your post player right there was amazing. But I asked her, where was she in the third quarter? They held her scoreless.
Yeah, we started to hit our outside shots though.
Oh, Booth, where did she come from?
Had a game plan. We knew they were going to make adjustments and collapse. So opened up the outside shot.
All right, well,
we made adjustments as well.
So Booth in that third quarter, though, she's the only one that scored. She hits three threes. She's got 11 points to keep you in the game when you guys had a.
That's fucking nuts. That's Chris's daughter, right? That he's talking about.
Yeah. Riley.
Oh, okay.
That's fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah, man.
Position to bring a state championship back to Metlakatla. How important is that for that community?
Oh, Tia, just first banner.
I know, that's incredible. Anything you want to say to the people? I want you to get you back to your team, so look at the camera if you want to say hi to anybody or anything back to Metlakatla.
Thank you for all the support, Metlakatla. We have a great community. Thanks for believing in us.
So how long does it take you to get back there? You got to take a plane ride, then a boat ride?
Correct. You have to go on a 7-hour, 8-hour trip.
All right. Well, get some rest tonight if you can. Enjoy this and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us. All right. The Metlakatla Mischiefs, the new state champions here in 2A girls basketball. Nick, we're going to wrap it up. Anything else you want to add?
Just congratulations to the Mischiefs, and what an incredible game. Way to weather the storm and fight your way back and never give up. That's what basketball is all about. It's all about having fun, and we saw the smiles on the girls' faces throughout the game. I absolutely love seeing that. I love seeing communities able to be represented across the state like this. So thank you to ASAA for putting on a 1A, a 2A, a 3A, and a 4A tournament. An incredible game and an incredible tournament.
All right, for everybody watching there, wherever you're watching at, I know Metlakatla, you're celebrating up there in Tikiog. I mean, they didn't bring a third one home, but wow, what a game and what a team you have up there, and the future is still bright. I'm Ken Biemeyer for Nick and everybody here at the NFHS Network. Thanks for watching, and we got 2A Boys Championship coming up next.
Fucking A, man.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
That's fucking great, man. That's the girls' first state title, huh?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, that's fucking cool shit,
fuck,
dude.
That's badass. They didn't get to cut the nets down. They must be waiting until the final game, I guess, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Damn.
They cut the nets down, and then they just replaced them for the next game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That was, fuck, man, when I signed on, it looked like they were going to fucking run away with it. I didn't realize that was Chris's daughter. They're fucking holding it down in the third quarter. That's pretty cool. Congratulations to the Mischiefs. That's bad fucking ass, man.
Fuck yeah, congratulations. Fucking A, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's so state title 40 years ago, and then
40 years ago.
Fuck, man.
And you know what? Lexi and Kennedy, that's like Lexi's grandpa and Kennedy's dad. It was on that team. Randy.
Oh, shit, that's right. He was on there, huh?
Yeah. Fucking A.
40 years later, man.
That's fucking funny.
And then the boys won state in 2018. And then, pretty fucking badass. Girls, good job. Good job, Mischiefs. That's awesome.
Yeah.
They had the blue unis rocking. Very cool.
Definitely.
Speaking of the uniforms, they look almost like the retro ones from like when Jody was playing.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. I mean, obviously updated micro mesh and such.
You're right.
But it looked like it anyways. It's pretty cool, man. Love seeing blue and gold. It's fucking badass colors. So congratulations. Congratulations to Mischiefs. That's pretty, pretty cool to watch, man. So there was, so you played Pep Band at K-High then for regionals in January of 92. How was that?
It was in Juneau.
No, Juneau was 93 when you played Pep Band.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So in eighth grade.
Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau. No, it was Sitka first because it goes Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau.
Is that what it is?
Sitka. Yeah, it was in Sitka, not in Ketchikan.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I didn't play Pep Band in Ketchikan. Oh, by the time it got to Sitka, I was on the team, so you know, so we fucking but it was fun going up and playing at the Mont Edgecombe gym, you know, because their gym is fucking cooler than hell, you know what I mean?
It's a big gym, man. It's got two courts, right?
Yeah, yeah. You never have you ever been there?
Yeah, man, I'm going to get to that.
Yeah. but, yeah, no, that was fun. That was fun playing. I remember going up on the boat.
You guys took the ferry,
we
right?
We ferried it up there. Yeah, we ferried it up there. And we, Pep Band and the band and the cheerleaders were all on the boat on our way up there.
Isn't that crazy that you guys took the ferry and the teams took the jets?
Yeah, that's fucking funny, huh?
So you guys, it wasn't at the Sitka gym, right? It was at the
Mont Edgecombe gym. It was in Mont Edgecombe.
Okay.
They did have some games at the Sitka gym, but all the main games were in Mont Edgecombe.
Okay, so that did you? So you're in eighth grade. That's 92. Were you guys part of Mass Pep Band?
Yeah, yeah.
What hat did Mr. Ferrault wear?
I don't remember.
Remember each conductor used to wear a different hat, you know, because you guys are always lined up. I was always like, that's going to be badass when I'm out there warming up and Mass Pep Band's playing. You know, I always thought that. And then I never fucking played. So I didn't go up 92, obviously. Then 93, I was ineligible to start the 92-93 school year. And then I just didn't even go out for it. I knew I was ineligible going in. And back then, shit was fucked up to where if you were ineligible to end the year, you were fucking ineligible to start the year. And then you couldn't fucking get eligible again until like November. Like, it was fucking, remember how fucked up that used to be, man?
Yeah.
So I didn't even go out and try to play. I mean,
in 92-93, our freshman year.
Yeah,
the only guys in our freshman class that even made the team was Danny and James.
Yeah,
you know,
and I didn't even give myself a chance because I didn't fucking get my shit together like almost every school year. I just didn't stay fucking eligible, man. And then did you go up for Pep Band that year?
Yeah, I was in Pep Band fucking in because I wanted to go to regionals, but I also wrestled.
Yeah, I remember that.
And fuck, yeah, I wrestled. I was fucking 100 and fucking
105 pounds,
fucking dripping wet. Yeah, 105 or some shit. I, you know, fuck.
You know what I remember about that is waiting to talk to you for when you come back, and you guys were in Cake for a tournament, I think, and because you said that you stayed at Candy's place?
No, we didn't even make it.
Oh, you didn't even make it?
We left to go. Yeah, we left to go to Cake, and then we got socked in it socked in Ketchikan, and we couldn't even fly anywhere.
Shit, man.
And we ended up hanging out in Ketchikan, and it was funny because you remember Aaron Hillman, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He was one of our buddies, right?
Yeah,
and he
won state.
He hooked up, yeah, he won state for wrestling, yeah.
That was badass when he won, man. Shout out to Aaron Hillman, man. That was fucking awesome. His brother Scott took third in state senior year?
I think he was third, yeah. You know what's funny is I covered the yearbook that year for his spread for the wrestling team.
When he won state?
When he won state, and I got all those pictures, and I took that, I made that spread. That
was badass. 94-95, man. That was badass when he won state, man.
Yeah, that was pretty cool for sure. But anyway,
yeah.
So we didn't make that trip to Cake, right? And I was gonna stay with Pat's mom, Candy, but we didn't even make it there. So we ended up hanging out in Ketchikan for the day and then went back home. There was volleyball going on at the K-High gym.
Okay.
And Aaron, it's funny because Aaron hooked up with this girl from Ketchikan at regionals. You know?
Yeah.
And then kind of just like blew her off and didn't fucking, like hit her up afterwards when she was pissed, you know.
Yeah.
And when we went to go watch the games at the KHI gym, we saw her and she was like fucking pissed.
There's so I went up. My mom got tickets because it's Milo's senior year. She got a ticket, and I think it was a hotel room to stay at Super 8, I think. I don't know. Yeah. One of those, whatever hotel is closest to the JDHS high school. And yeah. I don't know why, but my mom and sister Carly ended up not going, and I couldn't tell you why, but Tom Booth Sr. and Sarah Booth bought the tickets from my mom, and they were like, okay, you can still go. And I was just like, so I was like, okay, well, I know him. Everybody calls him Doogie because he called everybody Doogie. Doogie.
And she was our native art teacher, our native language teacher.
Yeah. So like, now remember everybody, this is January of 1993. We are taking off. I got called into the office, and they're like, Bruce, who's the principal's office? I'm like, cool, I gotta go, I gotta dip. Later, Mr. Ulmer. And grabbed everything, went to Tacuan Air because the weather was getting bad, and went and got on a flight, went right to the airport, and then we got we circled because there was fucking whales, and I'm like, dude, I don't fucking care. I see whales all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? I end up going to the airport, meeting them, and he was, Tom Sr. was like, all right, you're going to have to call me Dad, or you're going to call me Carl. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we're going to lie, man. We're just going to tell them they messed up on the tickets. And so we went over there, and back then they did not ask for identification. He was like, hey, we just listened over the radio. Our team, our boys just won. We're going to state. They beat Petersburg at the buzzer, you know, and they're like, oh, congratulations. He's like, yeah, we got a couple boys that are seniors, so we're headed on up. And Tommy laughed. He's like, you guys messed up, though. You guys put a Y at the end of my name. My name's not Carly. It's Carl. And he's like, yeah, but my wife Darlene here got a real good laugh out of it. So, you know, if we could change it to Carl, that'd be great. Or if we just leave it, that's fine. But you guys just, that you guys are playing a joke on me. and that's fine. And then I didn't even, I just followed in suit. I didn't bust out my ID or nothing. Got on the jet and we got up there. I think by the time we got up there, I think Wrangell had gotten run off the floor by Charlie Frisbee and them of Mount Edgecombe.
Yeah.
And then we got our passes from Mr. Hillman and
Boy Charlie Frisbee.
yeah, man. And so we were there, and we went to the game the next day. And since Mount Edgecombe fucking waxed Wrangell, the number one and number two teams weren't going to go. Just Wrangell had a guaranteed spot to state. So,
yeah.
Just fucking the winner of our game against Mount Edgecombe was going to state with them. And unfortunately, we didn't win.
Fucked up.
yeah. And, you know what used to be a big deal and what I really liked, and it's not a big deal anymore, and it doesn't even happen if it, you know, is the crossover game. Do you remember the Southeast Bragging Rights game was fucking huge back then, man?
Yeah.
It was like, and I remember like, God, I'm going to be a part of this. It's going to be fucking awesome, man. And it never happened. Real quick before we move off the 93 regionals, I was looking for Chad Clevenger. He was a classmate of ours. And and I was outside getting some fresh air, and I heard Bruce. It's like, Oh shit. Is that Chad? Fuck. He's got a big fucking, look how long that fucking, damn. I didn't know it was called a mullet at the time. But
yeah.
I was rocking mine pretty fucking hard at this time. I was, I haven't told anybody this, but at that time I was paying tribute to Travis. If you remember, he had a mullet when his time ended. And I was like, I'm going to fucking grow a mullet, man. And it's going to look cool. And he'll pay, you know, it's our good friend and he's gone. Love and miss him. Chad Covellinger is walking towards me and his mullet is long as fuck. And I immediately was like, damn, this fucking hairstyle is not where it's at.
You look, I need a fucking haircut. You know, that reminds me of when you fucking got your driver's license and your fucking chin, your goatee was like hella long and it was all over the place.
No.
And you got your picture and you come back, you're like, how can you even tell me my fucking beard looked like that? I thought you liked it.
I was so mad at you. I was just like, what the fuck, bro? You don't fucking tell me this shit? And you didn't look confused, but you're like, fuck, bro, I thought you liked it, man. I wasn't going to say anything. I thought you liked it, man. And to finish, to wrap up that 1998 story, because I came over here to update my driver's license because I turned 21. I got back to my place, got back to my dad's house, and my brother was there. He's like, let's see the driver's license, bro. It's all official. And I fucking handed it to him. He's like, holy shit, man. Look like you're part of the SST, the Samoan SWAT team. And I was like, fuck you, man. I was like, I fucking blame Merle. And he looked at it, and he's like, yeah, Merle's fucking, yeah. You know what? I blame. Yeah, fucking Merle should have said something, man. Why didn't? Damn, man. Yeah, blame Merle too, man.
That shit was funny.
So I cut that shit immediately. Back to 93.
Yeah, no, you went home and cut it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I mean. When I got home, I cut it and I put a comb in there and fucking trimmed it. And I was just like, it's never getting that long again. God damn it. So I. That was June or January of 93. We took off and we were all on that direct flight from Juneau to Ketchikan. And I still talk about this, like, man, Milo, I'm not over exaggerating how bad that flight was, right? And he was like, fuck no, man. He's like, that is probably one of the worst jet rides I've ever been on. Juneau sucks landing and taking off and going in between mountains. We took off and we were turning to get out and we started shaking and it was snowing when we got up and I was just like, holy shit. And I fucking like, I mean, you know this, man, I fucking leaned back as far as I could in the seats and I started white knuckling it. And I was looking out and Doogie was like, you don't need to see this. And he fucking closed it, which is the worst thing you could do for me anyways. Like, holy shit. And I just got fucking really scared and I was white knuckling and I looked up. And I could see the sky, you know, or I could see the white clouds. Holy fuck. And we started shaking and then we fucking dropped probably about 100 feet. Boom. And then we fucking, you could hear the engines like just pushed. I was like, holy fuck, man. And I was like, I'm so scared, man. I knew I was going to die in a jet ride, you know, and didn't obviously got here and I was walking off the jet and I was walking with my cousin Brandon. And he's like, how you doing, cuz? How you doing? And I was just like, yeah, can I tell you something? He's like, yeah, fucked up jet ride. I said, yeah, I'm scared. But do you think I should fucking cut my hair? Because I saw Chad. Yeah, man, I'll pay for your haircut, bro. Let's go.
And that ride, it was probably only about 5 feet that you dropped.
Back then, the places used to be open on Sundays. We went to the mall, and he's all get a haircut too, cuz. Yeah, I'm going to pay for him to cut this shit off. And they started laughing. What do you want, like a number 4? I don't fucking know. Just cut it off, please. And yeah. And then Brandon's like, oh, it's going to look good, man. You're going to look way better without that shit on the back. So 94, you were a part of the Chiefs team in regionals here in Ketchikan.
So, yeah. Hold on. So 93, when we went up to Juneau and I played in the pep band.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And at regionals. And, the ferry ride back was like a fucking hairy ass ferry ride. I mean, personally, oh, yeah. I don't get seasick. You know what I mean? I grew up fishing. You know, I've been on lots of boats, but like there was Wrangell, Petersburg. You know, we dropped off Wrangell, so it was Petersburg and Ketchikan in the fucking boat, and we were going through the Wrangell Narrows, and fucking everybody was just fucking blowing chunks.
Oh, it was that bad.
And fucking, yeah, like I wasn't, you know, yeah. But everybody's like, how come you're not sick? I'm like, fuck, man, I've been fishing since I was 8, man. I just don't get seasick, you know? And
yeah.
It was fucking, I mean, it was disgusting. Like, the bathrooms are completely full, and I'm laughing at all the guys that are getting seasick. I'm like, you guys are all pussies. What the fuck,
you know? Fucking, So the weather was just shit all around, whether you're on sea or air then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like you said, it was a pretty shitty flight.
Yeah.
The boat ride wasn't any better. I'll tell you that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. fuck, man. So we have a pretty good team, at least a decent team-wise in 94.
Yeah.
And Matt...
Matheson is the coach for the boys.
Yeah.
In 94.
Yeah, 93, 94.
I remember our first game against, we went up to Petersburg and I made the fucking traveling team because, you know, fuck, we were JV fucking stars, bench patrol on the fucking varsity and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I made that trip because fucking Aaron pissed off fucking Matheson and he fucking told Aaron he ain't making it. So he took me and Matheson goes, during the JV games, him and I, he sat me and John down. He goes, you guys are not coming out of this game. And I'm like, fucking A. All right.
shit.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, so that was like, Aaron had a huge fucking freak out on Mr. Furwalt and fucking wasn't allowed to travel because Matheson was pissed, man. Like,
yeah,
that is not how you fucking act, man. And, so one of the things that I remember, and maybe I'm misremembering it, but I think he told Mr. Furwalt that he fucking sucked.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Yeah, he came into class and he was like, Aaron, you need a tardy slip. And he's like, what? And Aaron, and then he was like, what? Let me guess. This sucks. He's like, just go get a tardy slip. And Aaron's like, you know what? You fucking suck. And like told him to fuck off. And I was just like, oh shit, man. And yeah, total jackass. And then like made it even better, my bro made traveling squad, man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you remember we were, because we'd always watch game tape on Mondays after, remember?
Yeah.
And I only laugh now because even Brandon was laughing and Mr. Matheson wasn't on it.
I knew exactly what you were going to say. Exactly what you were going to say.
Fucking Brandon was on the wing running and got the ball. And
fuck.
And
that hurts me still just thinking about it, dude.
Like, fucking didn't somehow only kind of sprained his ankle, but fucking blew, fucking fucked his foot up bad. Do you remember that? And it's just like,
oh, yeah. His whole foot was purple. It was it was a severe sprain. I mean,
yeah.
He fucking, and it was like, you know, like boom, and you can see it. He was trying to do this big long fucking layup and fucking just rolled the shit out of his ankle, and it was like we were all like, oh, rewind it.
And Madison kept rewinding it, and to his credit, he had to take it, so he took it. That was fucking wild, though. One of the things, man, and pride is a motherfucker, man. Some things you just don't learn at a young age, you know? Some things, it's like, okay, you're getting it, whatever. For Christmas Classic of 93, I didn't make the travel squad. Me or Kevin Clevenger, or I forget who else, and Matheson, and I was just like, holy shit, I didn't make it. And he was like, well, you guys pay your way over and you guys could sit the bench. And I was like, I get to pay my way over and sit the bench and never get in? Fuck that, man.
Right.
And I was just like, fuck this shit. And he gave me my permission slip or whatever. And I was just like, fuck, Mom. He told me I have to pay my own way over to sit the bench. And she's like, fuck that. Then you're not going. I'm calling the school right now. Called this high school. And was like, Mrs. Hillman answered. And Mrs. Hillman always. I had a great relationship with her. I don't know what yours was.
Oh, no. She was always super nice.
Loved the fuck out of that woman.
yeah.
Always looking out for me, man. And probably a lot of kids. You know, she took pride in her job and was just a genuinely nice person.
Seriously. You know, what's funny is, like you were saying, that Brandon and Jason were both the drummers. And I was like the drummer too. But they had a concert. Right, we had our one of our concerts, and the pep band was playing some songs, and Jason and Brandon were like, "We're gonna play all the songs," and I'm like, "Come on, dude! I'm a drummer too. I get to fucking play a song." And they're like, "Well, fine, you play one song," and I'm like, "And I got to play one song in the band."
Fuck.
And I played, and later on, Mrs. Hillman was like, "I didn't know you were a drummer. You did such a good job."
That's awesome, man. That's the type of shit I like. You know.
Yeah.
And so she called Mrs. Hillman. She's like, you know, the coach told my son that he has to pay his own way to go to the Clark Cochran. And I'm just not going to do that. And Matheson was pissed, man, because he then got told the school paid for, I forget who, there was quite a few. They brought like 15 people, even though there's only like 12, you know?
Yeah.
But he was pissed. I ended up getting in a game over here, and then Christmas break happened. I think we were on Christmas break. Went back home. You took off to finish Christmas break, right? Or were you already gone down south?
I think I was down south.
Yeah, because that was like one of those weird. And I say weird because you're always just there with me, whatever. You know, that was like one of those weird times you were not there for Christmas. And you were down by your other side of the family in Oregon, right?
Yeah.
And then Uncle Lindell did what he did. And I was just in a funk. You know, it kind of hit me. It was like a delayed reaction, then it just hit me. I remember talking to you because you called my dad's house and me, you, and Johnny just cried on the phone. And you said that Uncle Merle told you to stay down there, and which, not ironically, but not shockingly, my dad, your uncle, and he always considered your dad his brother, he told Milo the same thing. Milo was taking off for college with Chucky. Milo and Chucky were headed back to finish out their freshman year. And when they called him, my dad's like, just go, just don't come back for this and everything. Like, fuck, okay, well, Milo's not gonna be here, and fucking, and I was like, damn, and Merle's not gonna be here, you know? And you know, and I was pissed. I had my run-ins, you know. I was kind of, you know this better than anybody, probably, man. I fucking was a hothead, you know. And
really?
not like you though, Mr. Brake Controllers and shit.
Shit. Like I said, funny people still think I broke controllers is your ass that fucking always busted those things,
quick side quest, man. I was playing Nintendo and Merle was waiting for his turn. We're in my bedroom and I lost. And I fucking flipped the fuck out.
Brand new Super Nintendo.
Yeah. I swung that controller by its fucking cord, remember, and smashed it onto my dresser. And, like, you looked at me and you're like, the fuck you doing?
Like, fucking baby, Jesus Christ.
I was so pissed. If I'm sure it happens to everybody at least once, but in that moment, I couldn't have been more pissed, yet somehow just as embarrassed. And I was like, fuck. And then you're like, seriously, what the fuck are you doing?
Shit, that's fucking funny.
Oh, fuck, man. And I laughed so hard about that. And so within like the last decade or so, I started following this 80s page, and they would post, like, on this date. And I'm like, fuck, man, I played that game in Merle's fucking bedroom. I was like, played Super Mario 2 and the fucking Legend of Zelda 2 when you got those games, man. And I made a post, and
Street Fighter 2,
bro. I made a post and I was like, oh, this is such a great game. Too bad Merle had a bad temper and broke the controller. And then we're talking, you're like, fuck you, man. Everyone believes you right now.
Fucking on Facebook, fucking people don't know you think I broke controllers because I lost it. It's you. Fuck, I wasn't even playing.
I could still see your face, bro. And I just remember people, it was literally, what the fuck are you doing, man? Buttons went fucking flying everywhere, man. I just like, fuck. So cut to 2002, Adam bought Tekken Tag Tournament for his PlayStation 2, and I was over at his then trailer, and I was playing it, and I said, oh, fucking wait, man, I'll let you play, bro. And he was getting pissed, man. Now, I didn't have anything at this time except for a Nintendo 64 still. So PlayStation 2 was like, oh, I get to play it at Adam's, it's a lot of fun. And he fucking kept losing and losing. And he's like, motherfucker. And I was like, don't do it. And he fucking collapsed the controller and fucking shattered it. Bam. And he's like, fuck. Fuck. And he looked at me. Don't fucking say anything. I said, fuck you, man. Now I know how Merle felt 10 years ago, you fucking prick. And he was real mad. And he looked at me and he kind of smiled. He's like, fucking what does Merle have to do with anything about what I just did, man? And I was like, you fucking calm now so I can fucking tell you, you fucking big idiot. And then I told him, and he started laughing. He's like, yeah, well, fuck, I'm glad you broke that controller because this controller deserved it too.
that shit was fucking funny. I was pissed because I didn't even get to play. I don't remember who you were playing.
Yeah.
I think you were playing David Booth, maybe. Either David or Milo or something. I think it was Milo because you wanted to hit him with the controller. And you were, I was like, fuck, it was my turn. What the fuck are you doing, fucking asshole?
Now nobody
gets to play. Let's just go walk the block now.
So yeah. We walk the block every night. It's not every night we get to play this motherfucker.
Yeah, just came out.
So I had I butted heads with Matheson, man. And then I was just kind of in a funk after Uncle was gone, and it just kind of get affected by it. And then it was practice, and I remember him saying, "If you miss a practice, you're off the team." And a lot of us were watching a town hall game, and it was time to get up, and I was like, "I ain't fucking going. Fuck that, man." And I had missed practice up to that point. And I was like, nah, I'm just not going to go, man. Fuck that. He kicked me off, man. He lied about X, Y, and Z. And he fucking made me, I almost had to fucking pay my own way to go sit the bench, man. I could stay home, Then saw him and he's like, what the hell, man? And Johnny was like, yeah, man, I'm not gonna go. You're not gonna go. I was like, no. He's like, cool, I'm not going either. I saw Matheson, went, and I was like, okay, man, after class or after school's over, he's like, all right, man. Boy's got something you want to say to me? And he had a meeting in his office. You remember there used to be a little offshoot office from
from the office.
Well, from the home ec building, from the home ec room.
So
I was like, yeah, oh yeah, we need to talk, man. And he's like, what's going on, man? He's like, I know it's rough. I don't know what to say, but really appreciate you playing, and the team needs you. And I was like, that right fucking there is bullshit, man. I was like, we got beat in Wrangell, and then you're at practice. You're like, man, we could have used you up there. Now you say this bullshit and then X, Y, and Z, I'm quitting. And he's like, you don't want to do this. And I said, I do want to do this. He's like, no, you don't, man. I'm not going to accept this. Just come back and work through it. And I didn't, man. I chose the easy route and I quit. So I didn't go to regionals that year, which was in Ketchikan. And I always wanted to play in regionals at Ketchikan. And I just fucking, through sheer bitterness and fucking hot-headedness and, you know, not that it would have made a difference or not, but I just couldn't fucking see the forest through the trees, for lack of a better word, you know?
That year was the first year we went to state in like 10 years or something like that.
It was. Well, it was since 88, because I think the boys won third place that year when Danny Dundas was on the team. So 89, 90, 91. That was 6 years, man.
Yeah, 6 years. It was a long time. That's a long time. It was a big deal when we went to state, yeah.
You know, one of the things I remember, too, is we never said Chiefs or Metlakatla or team. When practices officially started, Matheson had every, even the JVs and the varsity, say state at the end of every fucking, get your hand in the circle. And I remember Wrangles coach walked by us, and we were like, state, and we were playing them. And their coach turned around. He's like, oh, pretty ballsy there, coach. And he's like, not ballsy when you got the best team in Southeast.
Yeah.
Which,
seriously. And you know, and when we played Petersburg in that first game,
yeah,
Dustin blocked this one guy and pinned it against the backboard.
Yeah.
And they called goaltending.
Oh, no.
You know? And Matheson jumped up and said, just because they don't have any players athletic enough to do that on their team. And fucking that other coach jumped up and started fucking yelling at Matheson. That was funny. I liked Matheson because he was young.
It was,
you know what I mean? And we were all fucking young punks too, you know?
One of the things I did like about him is I remember him like always saying, like, don't argue with the refs. And every coach says that. Let me argue with the refs.
Yeah.
Well, I remember I was sitting on the bench with you, and of course, fucking whack ass fucking Aaron Hudson was fucking causing bullshit. And Matheson fucking did that weird angry stomp when Casey and the other fucking ref weren't listening to him. Do you remember that? Uh-huh. He bruised his heel.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit I appreciated, man. And then it was, it was nuts, man. How was it for you, regionals over here?
In Ketchikan?
Yeah, January 94
regionals. I got in at the fucking, like, for a couple minutes, you know what I mean?
Nice.
End of a game or something, just so I could get my letter, I'm sure. That's fucking all I ever ended up doing.
Yeah, because
we had a fucking stacked team. You know,
that was pretty good.
We had a good fucking team. From sophomore to senior year, we had fucking good teams, man. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And a junior year, we could have fucking took the whole thing. We got fucked.
That year, Richie came over. Richie transferred to Metlakatla.
Yep.
And I remember that changed everything, man. I thought we had a pretty good team going into the year. And then Richie was like, holy shit, we got to be the favorites. And, We're getting ready for practice, and Richie pulled me aside. He's like, "Hey, man, you need to practice against me, man. You need to get a lot better if you're going to be a part of this." And so Richie kicked my ass a lot in basketball, man, and made me better. Depending upon who we played, I was either seventh or sixth man. You know, I scored my first points in varsity that year. I remember I was getting ready, or I came into school, and I got there early, and I was grabbing some books or something, and Crumley walked by, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing, kid?" And because if you remember, that's when my parents were getting divorced. And it's Metlakatla.
I fucking hated Crumley, I'll tell you that.
I was the opposite. And then he asked me, he's like, "You ever make a traveling squad?" And I laughed and I said, "Nah, but I was told I could go to Ketchikan if I paid my own way, then I could sit the bench." And he started, you know, he's kind of chuckling. "Yeah, just get pay your dues, I guess." And then I fucking made it. And then there's a few things that year. Our first trip, so we played I think we played Wrangell first and we beat them. We fucking ran them off the floor in Metlakatla both games. Then Wrangell went to Haynes the next week and lost both games, and they were 0-4.
Yeah.
And then I believe our first trip was to Wrangell, and I was down. I remember being excited because I'd never gone on a trip before like that. And I was like, I saw our buddy Joe Provincio, and I was like, fuck, he's got it. You're not fucking excited, man. And I was like, what the fuck's wrong? And he was like, oh. Joe Provincio and Eddie Dunn had full-grown man beards in high school. Not like fucking full-grown man beards in high school.
And yeah, like full-on fucking... Like, in the morning, if you didn't shave, you had a fucking beard. That's how hairy Joe was.
Fuck. Like, and we became friends with him. He was a good baller. Plus, he's a fun guy to be around. And I was just like, And I was just like, why the fuck you? Come on, man. Cheer up, man. We're going to go fucking, we're going to be undefeated. I was like, what's wrong? And he was like, Merle said he'd only cut my hair if I shaved against the grain on my beard and I got a bunch of ingrown hairs.
I cut his hair. Like you said, he had a full-on fucking man beard when we were kids, you know what I mean? And it was like if you rubbed your hand down his face, like, down, it was smooth. But if you went up, it was like a fucking...
Sandpaper.
It was like a matchbox. Yeah, exactly. It was like, you know? I was like... He's like, come on, man. I cut everybody's hair that year, remember?
Oh, everybody got a haircut from you, man.
Yeah, I was like... He's like, come on, man. Cut my hair. I didn't really want to. Not that I didn't want to cut his hair. I just didn't want to cut anybody's hair at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, cut my hair, you know? And his mom loved me, too, by the way. Man. Fucking, I went to fucking his house a lot when we were kids and had dinner at his house and shit, you know? His mom told me she wishes I was her son.
Awesome.
But anyway, so I'm like, all right, Joe, I'll cut your hair. If you make your face really smooth, you cut it down and up, you know? He's like, all right. You know, I'll tell you what, too. Joe taught me how to shave. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, not that I fucking, like, needed to shave.
Yeah.
But he's like, this is how you shave, you know? You go like this, and you go like this, and fucking...
Yeah, he's
like, oh, okay, cool, you know? And so I made him shave his fucking beard up and down, and it was fucking baby's ass smooth, you know? I'm like, huh. Still had a 5 o'clock shadow, but it was still fucking... smooth as hell. And then the next day I didn't see him because fucking you guys went on that trip and you guys told me about it when you came back. That shit was fucking funny.
Fuck, Merle, it looked bad. And then when he shook, because he just, I didn't know he was miserable. I just thought, I was like, why is he so fucking whiny, man? He's never like this. You know?
That's fucking awesome.
He had a bunch of fucking red bumps on his face from ingrown hairs because his shit grew so quick, man.
The next day, dude. The next fucking day. It's just fucking funny.
We ended up going to Petersburg and they were fucking running us off the court, and Richie and James locked up their guards, and Dustin had like 18 points in the fourth quarter. We went into overtime, and then Dustin won it for us in overtime.
Yeah.
And we stormed the court. It was like holy shit. And like me and Joe jumped up, and Joe was like, 5-on-5, 5-on-7, 5-on-the-whole crowd. You guys could have the worst refs and we're still going to win. You can't hold us down. And I was like, yeah, man. I was fucking lighting him up, and I was just like being his fucking hype man. Like, yeah, yeah. And the Mischief stormed the court, and fucking Nicole was close with everybody because she's a friendly person. And she ran.
Nicole Stonecalf.
She stormed the court. She went right to Joe after he had, you know, after I heard Joe say this, she was there, gave him a hug. Fucking Joe gave her the biggest brownie in front of the Petersburg crowd, man.
That's funny.
Her and Joe used to give each other brownies. I don't know if you remember that.
That's hilarious.
We got ushered off the court, and Crumley was pissed, man.
And he's like, you guys don't act like this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you and Joe were cussing out the crowd. And then they were like, you guys told them to suck your dick. And we looked at each other and I was like, coach, that did not happen. He said, five on five, five on seven, five versus the whole crowd. You guys could never beat us, never. And he's like, what did you do? And I was like, I was hyping him up. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, and then the Mischiefs were had stormed the court. Nicole came over and gave him a hug, and he gave Nicole a brownie. And Joe's like, why the fuck do you have to tell him that, man?
That's funny.
The person who said those, who said what they said, but they couldn't prove it after, it was James.
Oh, really?
James told the crowd to suck his dick and fuck off. Told the fucking refs to suck his dick. Me and Joe got blamed for that, man.
That's funny.
So we get to Mount Edgecombe. That's how we're ending our season. We were. I had sprained my ankle, so I did not make it on the trip to Haines that year, which I never made before or after, but I made it. He's like, you're going, you know, we're taking eight people. You're part of those eight people. Then I sprained my ankle in the practice the night before we left.
I think I went on that because you sprained your ankle.
Yeah. Yeah. And, sprained the fuck out of it, man. And, the next week we were going up to finish our season and, Joe was a man of many talents, one of them being he knew exactly how to tape everybody's ankles if you needed it, you know? And then we get up there, stretching out, played Friday, and then Saturday, Crumley came up to me and said, hey, man, I'm just going to play you the first two quarters. You're not going to play three and four quarters because you can only play a max of six quarters, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, so I'm going to bench you in the second half of the JV game. And, you know, you're going to be a bigger part than you were because we, you know, you're going to be playing when we get to regionals. I was like, yes. I went up and it was a long rebound, Merle. I could fucking still see it. I was out at the free throw line. I was like, holy fuck, man. Like, because your mind works quick when you're out on the court, you know. I was like, boom. Holy shit, that's coming to me. So I fucking jumped up and I got it. And I looked down and I just remember thinking, oh, fuck. And like, boom. Fucking came down on a player's ankle and just fucking let out this huge fucking scream. And it was me cussing.
And that was in Mount Edgecombe.
Mount Edgecombe, man. It was in Mount Edgecombe. And that's where regionals was the next week. And I was just fucking screaming in fucking pain.
Oh, no. Okay. Hold on. I didn't make it because you broke your ankle. Kelly made it because you broke your ankle.
Yeah. So
that's right.
Yeah. So I ended up, I was like at the free throw line, like screaming in pain. Richie and my cousin Brandon are the only two people. Everybody else fucking surrounded me, didn't say shit. Richie and Brandon came out, and Richie's like, are you crying?
You fucking get up, pussy.
I was crying for what it's worth.
And after you said that, you weren't. You're like, no, I'm not crying.
They picked me up and brought me over to the bench. And I've talked about this before, so I won't go into too much detail. Josh Marcel came over and sat with me, and then lady out of the crowd brought me to the hospital. Gene stayed back with me. There was a dance, and then flew home, and I called up my mom and I just cried for a little bit. And then she's like, all right, well, what do you want me to do, son? And I said, well, I want Merle to pick me up. Could you call him though? So yeah, I'll call your uncles, and if he's not there, I'll just leave a message. And I don't know if she ended up talking to you or if she left the message, but we got down here, and then we hopped on a plane, because when you leave Sitka, you get here around 12:30, 12:45, you know?
Yeah.
Hopped on a plane, and I was like, I want to be on the first plane over, coach. And he's like, yeah, of course. So we got on the fucking float plane, and the way we came in, it was a clear blue sky. And I was like, oh, fuck, there's Merle's car. Fuck yeah. And thankfully, you were there to pick me up, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah, your mom called me.
Yeah.
Bruce asked me to pick him up. I'm like, yeah, I'll pick him up.
Yeah. And I didn't go to regionals, man. I went to the practices. We knew that our fucking first game was going to be against Wrangell. And I just remember sitting in the practices, and there wasn't much practicing going on, especially after I fucking broke my ankle, you know?
Yeah.
We were sitting in one of the
classes. That was the year, that was the, like we were talking about before, how
yeah.
It wasn't the first two seeds go to state. It was number one seed was automatically going to state.
Yep.
And we were battling it with Haynes, and fucking Haynes ended up getting the number one seed, and fucking we lost to Wrangell. So yeah. We didn't end up.
Yeah, Wrangell went that year. You know what sucks is so we beat Haynes on our home court, and we beat Wrangell on our home court, but we lost both games in Wrangell. Fucking Haynes went to Wrangell and won both games. So that's why we and and that sucked, because if we were the number one seed, we would have just automatically went to state.
And that loss to Wrangell and was not as bad as seeing Wrangell and Haynes in the state championship.
Yeah, man. I remember it's like, holy shit.
God.
That was nuts. And then, so our senior year, I was ineligible going to start the year. Got eligible and then flunked right before regionals started, so I didn't get to go to regionals senior year. But again, you got to go to regionals senior year.
I did. I went to regionals that senior year, and it was Putman was the coach.
Scott Putman. I got along with him, man. I just, at that point, I'm not going to lie, looking back, I could tell you honestly, I was just checked out. I thought I had enough talent to be a better player, but I just wasn't putting in the effort at all. And
You know what my biggest beef with Putman and our assistant, I hated the assistant coach. He was assistant our junior and senior year.
Yeah.
And my whole beef was, I didn't even get to play on senior night in Malacala.
Me either.
I didn't even get to check into the fucking game. No, you went in.
Are you sure about that?
But I didn't go in. Yeah. Yeah, you went in, but I didn't get to go in. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like, Marshall played the entire game on senior night. Remember that shit?
Yeah. He started, like, didn't fuck? He?
Yeah, he started. Exactly. Exactly.
That was fucked up, man. The outrage would be crazy on Facebook right now. The other thing too about that is I flunked out, and I still went to watch you guys play though. A couple things. Fucking Aaron had a huge meltdown and freak out. He got like three fouls in the first quarter. I was sitting with Linkovich, Chomowski, and Jackie, and halftime.
And who were we playing? This was Ketchikan we were playing, right?
No, it was still 3A because it was to go to
state.
Yeah, because whoever won was going to state with Haynes that year, and Haynes was the number one seed. Again, those rat fucks, man! I can't believe they were better than us that year. But. It was, we were playing them to go to state, and fucking Link came running back laughing, and he's like, fucking Hudson flipped out, man. He fucking swung on the coach, and I was like, what? He's like, yeah, that dust up, and mean, because Jackie's like, I thought I saw something, and then, like, word started spreading that he, like, attacked fucking Scott Putman, man. What happened?
Yeah. So you can't tell him anything,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he told him to do something, and fucking he melted down.
Yeah.
You know? Simple as that. Fucking can't tell that guy anything. Fucking.
Yeah. Got kicked off the team, and tried being apologetic about it, and he's just like, no, man, you don't mean this apology, you know? Yeah. So that led to the 3A title game, Met against Haynes, right?
Yeah.
Or no, did you guys play a 4A team? You guys play Ketchikan, right?
It was against Ketchikan. Yep.
Okay, so lost to Haynes, right? And then
yeah, but we played, we got our we went to state, we made the state game, we won, got to and made the state game, right?
Yeah, that was and the first game. Yep.
Yeah. And we lost the next game
to Haynes.
And then we went and played against Ketchikan as a fucking
for third place or some shit, right?
Yeah.
In 3A, 4A.
For in the regions. Yeah. In the region.
So it's a blowout, and I am
Ketchikan killed us.
So we were me and Jackie were dipping. We're like, let's go get some food. And I was like, I want to get some nachos. You want to share some nachos with me? And so
like we're a minute left.
Yeah, there was like a minute left, and we got up and we started walking, and we got to the, and I was like, wait a minute, fuck, my boys are checking in. You and Kelly were checking in.
Yeah.
And so we stopped and we're like, oh shit. And Jackie's like, yeah, we can't go. And we got all excited. And then there was a fucking mad scramble at the end of that fucking game, man.
Yeah, it was Kelly and I checked in at a free throw pause. So okay. The other team was shooting free throws. Kelly and I check in, you know, Game's over. We're getting fucking destroyed because it was like, this didn't matter. They didn't give a shit about this game because, you know, it didn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
So we Kelly and I get in the game, and there's like 40 seconds maybe left in the game.
Yeah.
And fucking maybe less than that. So they fucking, maybe we get in with a minute, something happens, and then they're at the free throw line, and there's X amount of time left. Not much.
Yeah.
So the guy shoots one free throw, makes it. Shoots the second one, and it bounces off, and Lyman gets the rebound.
Yeah.
And fucking black hole Lyman goes fucking end to end fucking fast as he can and tries to shoot a layup, and he clanged it off the rim, and it fucking bounced way the fuck out.
It
you know? Went,
like, from and, my point of view, it looked like it was going to the hash mark is where it looked like to me.
Yeah, it was damn near half court. Okay. You know, damn near half court. And fucking, I was behind Lyman, and I seen it go, and I turned around and followed it, and I fucking caught it, and as I'm turning, I see the clock click down to like 1 second, I turn around and fucking let a Hail Mary go, and fucking, like, almost half court, and the fucking buzzer goes off, and it's like fucking just right on, hits the backboard and goes in.
Merle opened up the bank Saturday night.
Yeah. I was like, I'm in the books, goddamn.
You are too, man. shit, man. So that was our regionals talk, man. And we got to watch and listen to our Metlakatla Mischiefs win state. They're the state champs.
Hell yeah.
Again, fucking awesome. Congratulations, Mischiefs. Can't wait to see the parade that Metlakatla is going to have for you. Young ladies, man, well deserved, man. That team,
yes,
fucking badass, man.
Way to go, Mischiefs.
Yeah. So, anything? How do you want to end this? Really, anything you want to say besides congratulations to the Mischiefs?
No. I mean, great job, Mischiefs. Wish the Chiefs made it too, but they made it to state anyway. I mean, they got picked to go, but that's awesome. Still, you know, good job, great season.
Yeah.
You know.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, so congratulations, and like I said, going forward, if a guest falls through, Merle's going to be the guest going out. So, I look forward to that, man. So start thinking of different things going forward, bro, and think of what you want. What you want to talk about, we'll cover whatever you want in the next one. Okay, bro.
For sure.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too, man. Later, everybody.
Later.